Look. Is this thing really on? Yes, we are. We are back up in the building. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm like a little mellow because it's a little late. And I've had like a semi-hectic day.
Okay.
So for starters, that's never good when my sister-in-law calls.
Okay.
But I'm good. For starters, Saturday, okay. my oldest son went to reach for some toothpaste and a bee must have been on the toothpaste. Ooh. And it stung him in the hand, right?
Bee on in the house?
A bee in our house. It probably flew in through the front door.
Okay.
And whatever.
Okay.
So the bee sting, he whined a little bit. I told him, you know, it'll be fine. Go to sleep.
Sure.
It'll be fine. Saturday morning, woke up. He was like, oh, it hurts a little bit. I checked for the stinger. Nothing was there. No problem. I mean, Sunday. This morning, he woke up like, I looked at his hand and he like Professor Clump. It was swollen literally from the tip of his pinky to behind his wrist. The entire hand swole up. So I had to take him to the doctor, who of course just said, you know, ice it and give him Benadryl. Like,
that's how it's like, it's
every
Benadryl.
4 hours. But he couldn't go to sleep. I mean, go to sleep. He couldn't go to school because he was on Benadryl. So that's how my day started. And from there, the day just continued hectic, hectic, hectic. But this is the first time I've sat down and still all day.
Hi, guys. So you've been rolling.
I've been rolling all day. I found that however my morning starts, it typically dictates the rest of my day. So if I hit the ground running at 5 a.m., my day continues that way. If I wake up and I'm like, oh, I have time to make breakfast, get the kids to school on time, everything, my day is usually pretty calm. But nope.
Who's checking in with us?
Let's see. On Instagram Live, we have Myra Sky and Dom the Painter. Hi, Dom.
Hey, how you guys doing? So, our conversation today is about married friends versus single friends. And I think I was a bad friend.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What
and I'm trying to get better of being present and engaged. Oh. And Mike, maybe you can chime in on this as well. So I'm not married. I have no children. I have my business. I have friends and all other stuff going on, right? So sometimes I'm not necessarily engaged in my friends' lives who have kids.
Okay.
Right?
Is it because maybe you just can't really relate? It's not your life.
It's not my life. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm like this. All right, great. Good conversation about the kids, you know? And I care about the kids. When I'm around the kids, I am like, you know, the best auntie TT, you know what I mean? Like, person, I'm going to be playing with the kids. I'm going to be doing this. I'm going to engage them and have them put lipstick on me, do everything. You know what I mean? They want to do, I'm there. We rolling.
Okay.
But when I'm out of that environment, it ain't a thought. Not a thought at
Understood.
All. I'm not sitting
Understood.
There like, hey, how is so-and-so doing or whatever, right?
Okay.
So anyhow, so one of my really close friends' daughter had her four-year-old for fourth birthday.
Okay. Your friend's daughter turned four.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
While you're talking, I'm going to adjust the laugh because I feel like that's a really bad angle of us.
Yeah.
So I'm going to move it, but I'm still listening to you.
So her daughter had, I think you still need to use that frame.
I do. I'm just trying to figure out how far to put it. Keep talking.
So anyhow, so our daughter had her fourth birthday and I was in the middle of, so I'm in this program, this business program, and, you know, I have a lot of stuff going on in my business. So I was kind of like completely engulfed in that. And, is the Cassie join us? Hey, Cassie. Hey,
yeah.
Baby. So anyhow, anyway, so it was her 4 year birthday and I saw it on IG and, I saw a couple of her brother and a couple of friends posted blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
And I liked the picture and she posted blah, blah, blah. But we hadn't really spoken all that week about the, you know, birthday or what was going on or anything like that. Cause I've been like a crazy person since, you know, this whole business program. Anyhow. So usually on Sundays is my catch up on everything I missed during the week, right? Everything I missed during the week because I'm running like a mad woman majority of the time during the week because all the stuff that I'm trying to do for my business and so forth, whatever. So anyway, so I hit her on that Sunday and I was like, hey, I saw, you know, it was so-and-so's birthday and, you know, what you guys do? And she was just like, yeah, well, you know. And she made mention that I didn't wish her
happy
birthday. And she's like, oh, she's no longer a baby. You know, baby years, you know, it's becoming like, you know, not a baby. So people aren't as engaged or concerned. Right. So I'm like, was I supposed to, like, a 4-year-old, am I supposed to still, like, be wishing happy birthdays? Like, what age does that stop? Is that, you know, I was talking to someone else and they're like, well, if that's your really close friend, till they're 18. I'm like, till they're 18 years old?
I'm not like that.
I was like, I mean, no, I really just came from someplace and I tried to have this conversation before I came here, you know, just to get people gauge. I've been trying out the topic with different people. Like, what do you think about this? Do you think I was a bad friend? Do you think that I just need to, you know, is that the etiquette? That's the protocol. That's what I'm supposed to do.
I honestly think that maybe that is a personality difference, because I'm with you. I'm not going to remember everybody's child's birthday. Now, if I see it on Instagram, I might text them like, oh, hey, it's baby boy's
even
birthday.
Even one of your closest friends?
Well, if it's my closest girl. Well, I'm the godmother of my closest friend.
Well, I said, I'm not the godmother. But if it's, I mean, you're godparents of, I mean, you're friends with people you're not godparents.
Yeah,
oh, my goodness. No. I totally forgot about this bootleg crap. Anyway, go ahead. Seriously.
I'm really trying to think. I can't say that I honestly remember everybody's child's birthday. Nope.
No.
And it's not a big deal in my friendships. It is what it is. And if people forget my kids, it's like, all right, well, you don't have a kid. Like,
and you're cool with it.
I'm really trying to think about, because it's very similar to, you know, my best friend Ashley. She doesn't have any kids. If she forgot one of the kids' birthdays, would I care? And I don't think so. I get her life. I get that she's super freaking busy, and I don't know that I would think that much of it.
Yeah, I mean, I said it was I've had a conversation. I said it is a personality situation, mm-hmm. And you know, some people were like, yeah, like, you should, since if that's your close friend, you need to remember their kids' birthdays. And she's like, you know, she was this woman, she had kids, I guess, we were sitting at our club and talking, and she was just like, yeah, you know, if that's your really close friend, then you need to remember her kids' birthdays, and you need to send them, you know, make some type of acknowledgement or send a gift until they're 18 years old. And I was just like,
no.
Wow. I was like, you know, because to me, if I would feel some type of way, if I had kids, like if I had kids and they had play dates and whatever it is, yes, I think that, okay, yeah, that's jacked up that you should be, you
so
know.
Someone said, I set calendar reminders for people I care about, LOL. You know what? That means you care, though, because you cared enough to make a calendar reminder. I'm not doing any of that. Like, not for a kid. For friends, I try really hard to remember their birthdays. I usually have a general idea, and I'll go to Facebook. I'll be like, okay, I know it's coming up.
Well, I have set calendar reminders for my friends' birthdays. You know what I mean? If I all my friends, like, because I have missed birthdays, whatever it is. So I have definitely set calendar reminders in my, all of my friends, like, this is their birthday. Because some of my friends' birthdays are close by together. Okay. You know what I mean? So I don't want to get all of that. So I got Cassie's birthday on there. I got Katrina's birthday. I got Joy's birthday. I got Sonal's birthday. I got everybody's birthdays
on
my calendar. So I don't, and that's the first thing that alerts me every morning, you know, mm-hmm. that day on their morning. Mm-hmm. But now it's like, now we're going into kids. You know what I mean? Your really good friends' kids. And do you need to be on top of that as well?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, especially if you have kids and you're having play dates, right? So if you're a friend and you're having play dates with you're not going to remember their kids'
but
birthdays?
But that's usually a little different because they usually have birthday plans for the child. Mm-hmm. So you remember, like, if the kids are, like, if they're having a party, for say, you know that you've already gotten invited to the party, so you kind of know.
What if you're, like, in different states?
Yeah, okay, so I have a really good girlfriend, and actually, this is really bad, but she has two kids. She has a son and a daughter. I am the godmother, or one of the godmothers, of the son, and then the daughter is a baby. I'm not her godmother. I don't remember either one of their birthdays.
Okay, you're terrible. You're a terrible friend there.
But I
like,
because the son, I know his birthday is somewhere early November. I just send the gift at any period in the beginning of November.
I think so. Like in the beginning of both of the pregnancies, I would send gifts. Right?
You set that precedent.
See, so that's probably, that's what it is.
Yeah.
So I set the precedent. I used to send gifts,
yeah,
all the happy birthdays, all that other stuff. So because I set the precedence now, like I have to continue till they're 18 years old.
No. No. I mean, no.
No?
I don't really know how you get out of it, but no, I'm not sending it. When they 16, you still got, well, 16 is a big birthday, but let's do 15. You sending a 15-year-old a birthday gift? That's not your... I mean, you are, you're close friends, so maybe, maybe. I don't know. I'm just not with it.
So, because I'm trying, you know, I've come to the realization, you know, and I'm looking at, you know, friends with kids, friends who are single, friends are married. Does your husband, who has joined, I see, does your husband, do you treat your single friends different than your married friends?
Do I treat my single friends different than my married friends? Okay.
Because now you're married, mm-hmm, right? And now it's couple time, right? Oh, everything is like, we have to go out with couples. It's couples, 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 couples. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then, you know, I know you have friends who are single who have relationships. You know what I mean? So,
and then I have friends that are not in a relationship at all.
So how does that mesh, you know what I mean, when you're like hanging out?
It really depends on like the circumstance. So for example, I just had a birthday, and my birthday, everybody was there. Mm-hmm. And some married, some single, some dating, but it worked. It was fine. But there are certain situations where, I'll give you an example. One time we were all going to New York, and everybody they had invited was kind of, the same question was, are we bringing guys? And I was like, yeah, well, Chris will be there. You can bring guys. The people that were single did feel odd, because they were thinking, oh, this is a couple's trip and I'm going to be a single's trip, right? Mm. But I would have been the bad guy if I didn't invite them. So I try to treat everyone the same, but it does become a little hectic and different. Like, it's not as easy as I try to make it, if that makes sense.
'Cause what I see happening is, and only with my... female friends, mm-hmm, not necessarily my male friends, mm-hmm, because they're married and kids and whatever it is, it's becoming harder for them to intertwine,
yes,
someone like me into their life.
As much
because, you know, their husband's looking at like, oh, sing, you know, and you know, and it's the couples or whatever it is, and it's just
okay,
weird at times.
It can be, but it honestly depends on the level of the friendship. Like, my closest girlfriend is single, and you would never know that one was single and one was married. Not that we're out acting a fool, but we just are always on the same page, if that makes sense. So when we go out, we're just out, and we're not out as single Tina and married Janine. Like, it's just, that's not the case. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But then I do have some girlfriends that we may not be as close, but they're single and they go out and they're a complete thot. But my girlfriend's a thot and I still love it. So I don't have to be out, like, you know? But I do at the same time understand that for my husband, that may look or feel kind of odd.
Yeah.
So there are times where I kind of have to pick and choose who I hang out with, when I hang out with them, and where I'm going when I hang out with them.
Yeah, because I think that sometimes, you know, husbands will look at the single friends and it's just like, where y'all going? You want to be single? You know what I mean? You want to act like you're single tonight or whatever, mm-hmm, it is, and give that kind of, you know.
Coach Taryn says, I spend less time with my single friends. I think that probably happens with most people. It's easier to go out with a married girlfriend and vent, or to go out as a couple and get couple time where you all talk and it's nice to have that commonality. I can't deny that. But there is also that part of me that likes to hear the stories of my single friends and remember, like, oh, I remember when stuff like that used to happen, or, oh, I'm so glad that I'm not still out there. That stuff is fun too. I mean, I just like to mix it up. I think too much of anything is bad.
Yeah.
I can't have all married time and all single time. I gotta.
Yeah, and I said, like, I see the dynamic changing as they evolve more into motherhood. But you had mentioned
Gia Casey joined. Hi, Gia.
Hey, Gia. What's up? So, question. When you, you had mentioned before, right? Mm-hmm. When, you know, you started hanging out with moms and married people, okay. Right? Mm-hmm. And then that kind of started a little bit of a friction with some other friends. Right. And then you're like, well, they're moms and they're married and okay. our husbands all mm-hmm. hang together. And, yeah. You know what I mean? Like how do you not alienate, you know, like those folks when you're kind of evolving into this mom and wife situation without where a person like me who was like, I mean, it doesn't matter to me, mm-hmm. you know, because I'm not like thotting out there, you know, as a single friend.
Right, right.
But at the same time, there's conversations that I'm going to be like, please shoot me in the head.
Like, if I hear about your breastfeeding one more time.
About this. I mean, seriously, I mean, there was like, you know, I had friends that they would just sit there and talk for hours about their kids, about just whatever. Okay. And I'm just like this, oh my God. Okay. I can understand a little bit, but this, like the whole conversation's about motherhood. Like, geez.
Yeah, no, I get it. So I think that you have to be cognizant of those things. Like,
what does Cassie say? Hold on.
Can you read it?
She says, I don't have that many friends to friend time has. What is that?
So friend time has no material prerequisite. Basically, she's saying she doesn't have that many friends. So the friends that she has, that's who she's going to be with, regardless of whether they're married or single, mm-hmm. which makes sense, too.
Yeah.
That's not really my situation. I think that I have a vast group. Well, I don't consider. I think the word. OK, let's start there. Friend mm-hmm. is a very specific word. And I don't consider everyone a friend. They're associates and then they're friends. Friends are the ones that I don't feel like I have to pick and choose whether I'm going to invite you somewhere and not invite you because you're married and you're not. I'm not going to do that. That's just not. We're friends.
Mm-hmm.
Associates are a little different. It's not the same to me. There are some associates that are just a good time, you know? So I don't have to necessarily invite you to a night where I'm going out with couples and expect you to feel left out. Does that make sense? Because that's
Because right. Do you remember that episode of Insecure when the baby shower episode,
yes. Yes.
Right? And there was that dynamic, right, where she had her mom friends, right, mm-hmm. who were planning her baby shower, and her single friends kind of felt like left out, like,
yeah.
Damn, we've been your road dogs, whatever, and now you've like changed it over now to be like these mom friends.
That episode was weird to me, though. Like, I just couldn't relate to it. I get that it's realistic and it's somebody's life, but it wasn't mine. So I thought it was ridiculous and stupid that, like, who has a baby shower and plans it and your best friends aren't in on the planning?
I mean, there are people. There are people. I've promised you, I've seen the married mom friends now become part of their life because sometimes the husbands are pushing that, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? Because they want you to kind of like let go of the single friends and that kind of lifestyle and take on this wife and mom, and you're not single Janine anymore, you know?
I can understand that. I don't know that, again, that has been my situation, but if I could speak in general and broad, I could see why that would happen. If I were a husband, would I want my wife to have majority single friends? No, because at some point you're going to be left out or stand out of the crowd and it's going to be odd. You know, like I obviously you don't do the same things when you're single as you did when you were, I mean, when you're married as you did when you were single, you know, but for instance, Friday night happy hour,
mm-hmm.
you can do that with whichever. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be a select group of friends to do that with.
So what about the tables turn if your husband and his single friends versus his married friends?
I think that that's, again, very difficult because men are just different than women. Men are so different. And, you know, they say birds of a feather flock together. So if your husband has, like, a slew of whole friends, he's not the only, like, sane one in the group. Like, no. You obviously know that I keep coming out of this whatever.
Frame.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but you obviously know that something isn't right. And I would prefer for my spouse to not hang with a bunch of single men. However, I do think that there is a certain part of them as well that deserves the right and the ability to maintain some of their friendships regardless of where their life is taking them. If that's a friendship that really means something to them, just because that person has not found the one yet doesn't mean that they can't still be friends.
So, I mean, yeah, men are different. And if you're like the only married man hanging out with single guys, you know what I mean? You're putting yourself in some territory there. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I think like some men like hearing some of their single friend stories because they're just like, they're living vicariously. Yeah, you're right. Yes, you know, they're living vicariously through them.
The same. We do too. We like to hear it. Not that we're living vicariously, but it's like, wow, that actually.
No, men
happened.
Really kind of live vicariously. They're like, oh, shit, how would you do? You know, what did you do? You know what I mean? What did you do next? Like, damn, I missed that. But then at the same time, they like the fact that, you know, that they're going home to their wife or their, you know what I mean, their partner, whoever it is, so they don't have to deal, because then they also hear the drama, you know, like they also hear the craziness. So it's feel like sometimes with, you know, married people, they do like to hear the dating situations because they're just like, but then sometimes they're like, whew, I don't got to go through that anymore, right?
Yeah, I get it. I do get it.
So I said, like, I'm trying to, because I don't feel uncomfortable hanging with my married friends. And I've gone on trips like single with my married friends, and it hasn't been an uncomfortable situation because they don't make it like couples and you're, you know what I mean? Like over there, right. It's not that kind of thing. It's a little bit more inclusive, but I do see sometimes with some of my married friends that how it's becoming harder for them to involve me or whoever else because it's not like couple-y.
I'm trying to Now, you saying you've traveled with some of them, now that's different to me. I don't know that I could do that. Yep. Because when it's all said and done, and after everyone's had dinner, they go off together to their room, and I go alone with whomever I decide, my vibrator.
Well, I don't, I mean, it's not, to me, I'm very comfortable. Like, because I would rather go to myself very comfortable and happy than just bringing somebody on the trip who I would just be like, I'm crawling up the freaking wall. You know what I mean?
Oh God,
like
be the worst.
Not
yeah.
being there. So come on, people. But I've done that. Like, I'm like, I would no. You know, because people are like, I'll come on a trip with you. Hell no. Like, I don't want you on a trip with me.
But wait, are you honestly saying, though, that at no point in the trip do you have a moment where you're like, dang, I wish I had somebody here?
I think it depends on the couples.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I went on a trip. We went to Cuba, and it was a gay couple, right? Two men.
Nice.
Right? Two gay men married, and then my friend and his wife.
Okay.
Right? You know, they're both my friends. And it didn't at any point feel weird.
Okay.
But I think if I had went with another couple, maybe black folks.
Oh, they weren't black?
No, they weren't. None of them were black. They would have made it feel comfortable because they'd have been like, they'd have had those type of conversations and been all about like, so who you did? You know, it'd have been that. You know, you know, my friend, my others, they were just like, we rolling, we kicking it. You know what I mean? Like, they're not having that conversation.
You have other friends? Like, others?
Yeah.
Like what kind of others?
White people.
Really?
You don't have any white friends?
I do, but...
like this, what?
We not super close that we've traveled together. Now, I have one friend that I've traveled with, and we're pretty close, she's Dominican. So that's... not too far up. I don't have many Caucasian friends.
Why is that, Janine?
I don't know.
That's interesting.
That was interesting that I actually was so thrown off by the fact that you had white friends that you traveled with.
Yeah, that's my folks. You know what I mean? Yeah, they're my folks. We roll. Like, I think I prefer traveling with them than others.
Wait a minute. Really?
Yeah. We have a ball.
I have a hard time interacting.
Oh, now we're going into a whole nother conversation.
Let's just.
Yeah, okay. All right.
I have a hard time sometimes interacting with. Deeply and intimately interacting with white people. Mm. Because I fear that I'm going to say something like racial.
That's understandable.
I don't want to be offensive.
A few N-words may fly at your mouth or whatever. Yes. I got you.
Or there's the other side of it where I'm talking about something. Uh-huh. I see something or I'm talking about something and they completely have no idea what I'm talking about.
Like, but that's what's cool about the friendship, because I learn something all the time.
Okay.
I learned about dumpster diving.
What the heck is dumpster
exactly. diving? Exactly. So we're all at my house. We're having dinner and we're having a conversation. I think it was the Cuba dinner. We were doing like a recap of the mm-hmm. we had like a post Cuba event to share pictures and talk about like our best times or whatever. Cause sometimes we used to do like dinner at each other's houses, like every few months. Mm-hmm. Anyway. So they were like, yeah, Sanjay, you know, blah, 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 blah. You know, Boston, we did some dumpster diving. And just like Janine, what the hell is dumpster diving?
It sounds like a homeless person.
It is basically a homeless person. So dumpster diving is, so certain places can't.
Dumpster diving.
Certain places, like, so they would go to this bagel place, right? That had to throw out bagels because they couldn't keep them for the next day.
Okay.
Right? So okay. It's like I said, if you go to Aubon Pain, like after a certain time period, like I think after 4 or 5 o'clock, like they have to throw out their baked goods.
Okay.
So these people wait at the dumpster.
No.
As these folks are about to throw away their fresh bagels or baked goods or whatever the hell it is, and they eat it. They take it because they're like, why are you throwing away good food?
Why?
Listen, it's some other folks' stuff, y'all.
Okay.
And I was just like looking at them like, you guys have done that, or you know what I mean? Like, that's a thing, you know, and that's a thing. Okay. Like, and but that's the kind of conversations they just give, you know. I'm a person that I just went to go see Bill Burr. You know what I mean? Like, and that was enjoyable to me, and most black people would not understand going to see Bill Burr, but he's like one of my favorite freaking comedians. You know what I mean?
I think he's funny.
Yeah, but some blacks, you know, some people are not in, they not into that shit. But I'm into all types of stuff. Like, I'm into all types of music, all types of stuff, whatever it is. And I enjoy learning new things from different people. So I don't want to be having the same freaking conversations over and over and over again and talking about the same circle. I'm not learning anything from you. You know, I'm a learner. So it's like, I like to be around different folks learning different stuff.
I can understand that. So my trainer.
Go off.
Oh, good. My personal trainer, she is Jewish. She's actually Orthodox Jewish.
Yes.
And her and I are extremely close, but that's because almost like a coworker, you spend so much time with this person day to day, right? Yeah. I learn a lot about their culture and their religion, and it's very interesting. It is. But then I have to teach her things like who Cardi B is.
Yeah.
And I feel you don't know who Cardi B is?
Yes.
I mean, like,
no,
what?
No, seriously. No. And it is, but a lot of my friends who are others, they're very in touch with that.
Okay.
Right? Okay. So, but you wouldn't even know, you wouldn't even think it looking at them that they are, but they'll be like, oh, okay. You know what I mean? They're just very pop culture.
Gotcha.
And some of it has been surprising to me that how, you know, but certain things they may not understand. We may have a conversation. What is that? Me too? Is that a...
That's Coach Taryn. She was saying me too about having other friends.
Yeah.
Friends that are labeled as others.
Yes. I'm sorry to say others, but you know, of other races.
Other races.
Yes. And it's like, it was hard for me to find somebody to go to Bill Burr. And I, like, you know, I had asked a friend, you know, I asked this guy...
I would have went.
You would have, you like, I see, I don't know this thing. And maybe we need to have these more conversations. But even like the girl in my Goldman Sachs class, and she's like my freaking, you know, my soulmate, you know, she's like, we think so much the same. And I mentioned it in class. She's like, oh my God, me and my husband love Bill Burr. You know, and I had, I was like, who am I going to, you know, who's going to, and I asked the guy who, you know, this guy who liked me, like, you know, you want to go, you ever heard of?
The guy what?
Anyway, on to the next. So I was like, you ever heard of it? He's like, no. And I'm like, you know what I mean? Like, you need, and what end up happening was I end up sitting next to this guy, this white guy, right? Mm-hmm. Whose wife wasn't into it, right? And she had given up the ticket. And we got the tickets through our country club, whatever. And she was like, she couldn't find a sitter, whatever it was. And he and I ended up, you know, she gave a ticket and I just called last minute, like, you guys have any extra tickets? And she's like, yeah, you're in luck. And great seats. And he and I sat next to each other and was cracking up, laughing. Like, he's like, did you see this part? Remember when he said this? Did it? And we're going in about how, you know, but that's the kind of experiences I like to have. You know what I mean? I don't like that. To just, and that was a problem with one of my ex-boyfriends because he was just so much in a freaking box.
A black box?
A black box. Okay. You know, where we had to go see Hurricane. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to see no damn Hurricane. I don't think Hurricane is that funny to me. I want to see Bill Burr. Like, that's my type of humor. You know, so as I said, it's each his own. Everybody has their own thing. But yeah, when it comes to having friends with others. Oh, this is our little picture. Yeah, I enjoy that. You know, I'm not saying that all the time because I like, you know, having
some
to have,
conversation.
You know, yeah, when I could sit there and be like, you saw that or this is or whatever it is. And it's relatable and we have shared those type of same experiences. But I also do like, you know, having friends that I learn a whole bunch of stuff from.
Okay.
Who said, hey, hey.
That is Candace, Millennial Matriarch.
Hey guys. So anyway, so let me know if you guys have any friends that are like have other races that are really close to you. I want to see like how much of our listenership just stays within the black box.
I don't know. And I had never realized until you said it just now. And now I have to explore that a little more. Like, why do I feel this way? Like, I don't want to say the N word, which I do use it, but I would feel weird saying it.
I've said it around my friends, but they don't. I mean, because they hang around black people so much, they're not even, they would never say it, but they, you know, have slipped up and been like, but I am super cautious, like conscious of that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, I don't want them to feel like it's okay. You know?
Well, but, let me tell you this. Yeah. So I slipped up and said it once and she didn't say anything when we were working out. And then we were listening to Pandora and like Jay-Z came on, right? And he said it. And she said, can I ask you a question without you being offended? And I was like, of course. She said, why is it okay for you guys to say it? She was like, obviously, I don't feel like it's okay for me to say it or for anybody for that matter. Why do you guys feel like it's okay to use it with each other? And I had a very hard time explaining that one. I was like, well, we have earned the right to be able to say it. And we changed it from the ER to the A. And I went into this really in-depth explanation, which really was pretty stupid. Mm-hmm. It was kind of like, I really probably shouldn't, but I just want to.
So I mean, I had a hard time explaining to Colin Kaepernick. Like, I was offended a little bit by their views on it. Mm. And, you know, they were like, well, I just don't think that's the platform, Sanjay, for that. And, you know, and we just had to have like, what is it really? And we, you know, and I kind of felt a little offended mm-hmm. by the fact that they couldn't empathize with what he was doing and what he was saying. And then it's just like, I think sometimes, you know, and maybe I wasn't the correct person to kind of explain that to them. Mm-hmm. But I just felt like those are the differences. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Those are the differences. And, but there are others who are real woke. You know what I mean? Like super, super woke. Like I need to play them. You guys, I don't know if you're following the Texas Senate race with Beto. I think it's either Beto or Beto. His name is pronounced, but like that's one woke white guy. You know what I mean? And he kind of broke down. He's running against Ted Cruz. Hope he kicks his butt. And I made all my friends donate to his campaign to help support him. And he raised like record numbers of fundraising. But, you know, he kind of broke down, you know, to a white person why this is important. You know, why Colin Kaepernick was a situation that should be not frowned upon, and they changed the narrative of the story. Mm-hmm. You know, they changed the narrative of why he was kneeling in the first place. Yeah. But I said, like, those type of conversations is like, we come from different worlds, but at the end of the day, I think like majority of us are very much alike. We go through the same experiences, but you know, difference of our color or whatever, you know, so if we're around the same age and so forth, we're having the same type of experiences, you know, sometimes it may be a little culturally different, but you know, we're liking the same foods, you're like, you know, watching the same television shows, whatever it is, you know what I mean? So those conversations kind of, if you open to it, it'll be there. Like, I'm surprised you're not friends with any white mothers at your son's school.
I am.
Okay.
But we don't hang out. Okay. Like, if we do stuff together with the kids, there's one thing, but it's never really like one-on-one situations. And to be honest, there were two that for a little while I kind of got cool with. And then shit just got real weird. And I was like,
nope. What do you mean weird? What does that mean?
Nope. Like, okay, I'll give you a prime example of when I first got really, really turned off. So this was maybe 2 years ago, because time goes so fast now. Mm-hmm. But it was Halloween. And the kids were picking out their costumes, and it was during the same time as the election when Hillary Clinton was running against Donald Trump. And Carson said, and I will never forget it, I hate Donald Trump. I don't want him to win because all he does is yell. And the mother, the little boy's mother, looks at Carson and says, well, so does Hillary Clinton. She just yells in a nicer way. Right? So I said, okay, where's this going? But I let them have the conversation because I know my son, he can hold his own. So yeah. I was like, all right, okay. Let's let this roll. Uh-huh. So Carson says, there's no nice way to yell.
Gassy, we go bad. Yes.
So he says, there's no nice way to yell. And she says, well, Donald Trump will make a far better president than Hillary Clinton, and I'm going to vote for him any day.
And what she said?
That's what she said. I asked her, I said, well, what about the racist comments that he makes? And she said, what do they have to do with his political views? Mm. Right? Mm. So I said, okay, this is getting a little weird.
Yeah, we wouldn't be friends anymore.
Then, for Halloween, guess who her son came to school dressed as?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. I was like, you know what? This friendship isn't about to work. We not going to be able to do this one. Like, this just isn't.
Mm-mm. So, you know, so funny. So like last Super Bowl, my brother was having a party, a Super Bowl party. Right. And, you know, they live in Philly and the Eagles, and my girlfriend, you know, and she's like, there's, you know, there's the white black girl. Mm. I mean, the black white girl. Yeah, sorry. Mm-hmm. Black white girl. Right. And then there's the white girl. You know what I mean? She's a white girl. Like mm-hmm. she, you know, she's into pop culture, but she's, you know, she's white, you know? So she was like, Sasha, I want to go to Super Bowl party with you.
Okay.
And I was like, okay. And in my head, I'm like, yo, everybody this party is going to be black. You know what I mean? Everybody, you know? And she had run into my brother a couple times, and she ran into him with like two good looking white guys. And she was like, are they going to be there? And I'm like, no. It's going to be blackity black, black at this party. And I was kind of like, man, is she going to fit in? Is it going to be awkward for her because she's going to be like the only person, you know, she's going to feel weird because she's not one of those, you know,
black, white girl.
Yes. Okay. You know, where it's just like, yeah, what? Nah, she ain't like that. You know, it's like, hey, like, you know, I like, you know, like Carrie Bradshaw, you know, kind of thing. Okay. So she fit in fine though. She rolled. She went, when it came, we started playing Meek Mill. She was like, when they, you know, when the Eagles won, they start playing, Meek Mill, she was there like and going like,
okay,
yeah, like rolling out, and I was just like, okay, you know, like she fit right in, and she's like, you'll play that again, that was so much fun, you know? You know, so I said, whatever, you have works. Yeah, you have to be open, and you don't know how people are gonna react. I think that, you know, once you're a good person and you have the same values and the same customs, like, you know, it all works. It doesn't make a difference of your skin, but that obviously you have different values than that mom.
So that made it a little different.
If she is pro Donald Trump after all of the things he said, you know what I mean, to insinuate all his hatred and racism. So yeah, no, we can't.
What does that have to do with his political views? Everything.
I wouldn't do that. But yeah, and I said, like, be open. I don't know how many people have white friends, but are others or Asians or, you know, like it really doesn't matter. Like, I feel like it's it is just, as I said, if you guys connect on whatever level, And I had to think about that because for a while I didn't really have.
You didn't have any either. Yeah.
I didn't have, you know, and I went to predominantly white high school. And, you know, when I went into the whole HBCU thing, you know, all your friends are whatever. So I never, and then you come to, I live in really black cities, you know what I mean? It's sometimes hard for people to, it's hard for people to make friends outside because people tend to kind of just like stick together.
Yeah.
But I said, like, I met like the woman that they had me meet at the club I joined. She's, you know, Jewish woman. We sat and talked for we closed down the club. We met and talked for 4 hours straight.
I've never known you to do that with anyone.
You know, I can. You know, her and I talked for 4 hours straight about everything. And she's like, yeah, and we're having conversations. And she, I was telling her about the podcast. And she listened to the podcast, and the one about the hair.
Really?
Yeah. And she was just like, oh, my God, I didn't realize that black women go through that. That is so, you know, like, had a whole conversation. Somebody made a comment.
Yes. So Chic Confession says, I do for sure. You have to be able to be open and willing to have tough conversations outside of a place of judgment when people are genuinely trying to understand your experience.
Totally 100% true. Totally 100%
true. And so you meet the one that supports Donald Trump. Then you got to say, nope, this relationship isn't going to work.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's not going to work. But I said, like, her and I, you would have never thought. She's like she was probably like 47-year-old white, Jewish white woman. And they, you know, paired us together and we spoke for 4 hours straight. Like, I was looking for her tonight. Like, is she here? Like, because I kind of missed our conversation. Like, we just had an open conversation. She was genuinely interested and she supported our podcast and she was listening. Like, Sanjay, I went back and listened to all of them, like, oh my God, I didn't realize black women have to deal with makeup. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. You didn't have makeup for years, like, that matched your skin.
Oh, Fenty Beauty.
Yeah, like, she was just, like, sitting there, like, completely astonished because they're clueless. You know, those things don't affect them.
Yeah. No, I do think it's important for us to be able to educate them somewhat, because if we don't, the only examples they have are what they see on TV.
Yeah.
And that's not necessarily who we are.
Yes.
But I don't know that I'm always the best example of black people. So I try not, and I say that loosely.
What do you mean?
I mean, like, for instance, when she asked me about why it's okay for us to use the N-word.
Okay.
I don't have the best reasoning or examples. Like, I can't articulate what I just know. Because what I really want to say is that's just the way I was raised. I was raised with, not that my parents told me it was okay, but raised environmentally, basically. It was okay, you know, like, that's what we said. But if you're white, you better not say it. That's not the politically correct answer.
I would have found like some kind of link that explained it better and sent it to her, like, listen to this. Listen to Michael Eric Dyson.
We face to
listen
face,
to Michael.
Right,
I would have thought it would have stuck with me. You know what I mean? I would have processed it and kept it in my head, like, I gotta explain this to this girl so she understands.
And I
wish,
thinking back on it, I wish I would have, so she did better understand it. But I didn't.
Well, guys, I mean, the conversation went into a whole different thing, but I do love the way where it went. You know what I mean? Because it is about friendships, and it doesn't make a difference. As I said, what did she said another thing. She said exactly
not to be afraid to stand your ground in those instances. They know they're trying it.
I was kind of like dumbfounded, especially because my friends are so liberal that when they didn't understand the Colin Kaepernick thing, I was like, you don't? Like, because they're so liberal, you know what I mean? Like, and they just have, they deal with black people, but they don't live a black life. They're not like thugging or nothing like that, you know? Like, they go back to their very affluent kind of
like privilege.
Privileged and they're
life.
Just like, but they're empathetic, you know, to a lot of the issues and like, what can we do to help? Like, I know there's an imbalance, you know? So anyway. All right, guys.
Well, that was good.
Yeah,
I'm so happy that so many of you joined in today, and let us know what you think. Give us critiques of our podcast, what you want to hear us talk about. And
yeah, we need some topics. We'll show us some topics. We're going to have a guest next time. So,
okay. DJ Lil Mike, you want to take us out?
It's not your situation. I just need contemplation over you.
Over you.
I'm not so systematic. It's just that I'm an addict for your love.